It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon here on 981 2NM. We spoke a little rugby with Jonathan Weeks a short time ago. Now it's time to pivot to the game of cricket as the summer starts to roll in. Weeksy, what do you got for us? Junior Regos are open at the moment, are they?
Yeah, certainly are, of course. Singer and Junior Cricket Club, actually, sorry. Getting out there and being part of the experience when it comes to registrations, of course. Friday night cricket is for the kids there between 10 and 16. It's around about $130 if you include the $100 voucher. Also, of course, 5s to 7s and 7s to 10s. That'll be played on Monday nights as well at Cook Park. So if you want to find out more, go through the Single and Junior Cricket Facebook page. Also, some exciting news moving forward there. If you want to get registered to play cricket, maybe juniors or seniors, hopefully we'll be on the grass in 2 weeks' time. But we've got to be 80%, so you've got to get yourself vaccinated and all that sort of stuff and get yourself your proof, which has always been a bit of a porcupine to try and get your head around. But, so if you want to find out more, go to playcricket.com.au.
Mate, what's the regional bash?
Regional Bash is 16 provinces that absorb all the areas of cricket New South Wales. Exciting things ahead when it comes to that. We look like we're going to get it off and running. We will be playing away, except for the Hunter Hitmen. Hopefully there'll be a Hunter women's side or the Hunter Hit women. And, of course, we've got the Northern Inland Bolters as well. So the Northern Inland Bolters will be heading over to the coast. And while the Hitmen will be playing in Maitland this year, that'll be in early December. And when we get them all sorted out, everybody plays each other over a weekend. So it's four teams over 2 days or 3 days. And, they then get to the top four. And the top four out of all those groups move on to the SCG. Last year it was sadly, for the ladies anyway, North Sydney Oval up against the blokes who are over the SCG. But interesting times ahead, of course. We've got also a small experience when it comes to the ladies with the regional bash. They get to play in our area anyway. They get to head down to Tuggerah to take on Central Coast. Of course, our Northern Inland Bolters took down the Central Coast Rush last year. So, yeah, you can find out more through regionalbash.com.au. But it gives those players an opportunity to play on the SCG on their big day, hopefully before Christmas.
All right. And I get the feeling because of COVID, it's going to be a very condensed cricket season. What are your expectations for the country champs?
Yeah, of course, we've got them going on in the Bradman Cup, which is the Young Tackers. They've got a bit of a qualifying process before they actually play the games in Newcastle. Also, we've got Raymond Terrace in the new year, which is fantastic to see. We'll be hosting both the 16s and the 19s for the girls, which is great. I think the 16s will be held in December, but we'll tidy all of that next week. Of course, for the Central Bulls and also Newcastle, they've got their issues when it comes to heading over to the coast around Sawtell, I think it is, where they're going to play their Northern Conference of the McDonald's New South Wales Country Cricket Championships. And the final will be on the 13th of February. But those particular championships will be sometime in January, which will be very good. It'll give the players an opportunity to actually get some cricket under their belt, play some rep cricket, and have a really good preparation. And certainly Central North has enough young whippersnippers out there to go out there and play at the next level. They blooded a lot of players late last year, so hopefully we can find our way through to beat Newcastle Central Coast. And they may switcheroo some of the teams. In the past, they've had Western Division in our group, and other times they've had North Coast. So it's always interesting to see. Next week, we'll talk a little bit about the championships, of course, we have here with the 13s, 15s and 17s once again. And we'll catch up with some of the characters that are part of that. But it's great to see the Coalfields, also Maitland, a part of that, and also Hunter Valley a part of that as well. So they'll start off their campaigns next Sunday with 40 over games for the 13s and 50-50s for the 15s and 17s. And quite frankly, it's good to see that there's a longer version of the game for the kids, because the game has had a bit of an obsession with 2020 cricket, which is a little bit unhealthy.
I quite agree with you there, Weeksy, as always. Mate, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with the local version of cricket. We will talk some more on the Sideline View next week. You enjoy the rest of your Saturday, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We're going to see four of our local girls play for the Sydney Thunder this afternoon, play at 3:30 on Prime 7. That includes, of course, Hannah Darlington from Baraba. We've got Corian Hall from Maitland, Sam Bates from Newcastle, and also debut there for Jessica Davidson, who, of course, is from Tamworth as well. She's just been awarded a Basil Sellers Scholarship, which is a very prestigious thing to get. But all that hard work we're doing in the spine in Central North cricket is now paying off. So get your kids into it, get in it often, and be part of the experience, which is cricket.